Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in Richmond, on 910 The Fan. Everywhere you go on the Odyssey app. You can check us out on the TV side as well on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 15th, 2023. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Good morning. Hi, thanks.
And Jason Bishop.
Fellas, good morning. Good morning.
That is the foursome. We are a day before the real NCAA tournament. I know you had the first four last night. We're going to talk some tournament with Coach Larrañaga today. Head coach at Miami, used to coach here locally at George Mason. He's going to jump on at 8:20. Some Caps talk today at 9:20 with Peter LaViolette. And our pal Mark Robert, lead singer of OAR, is going to join us at 9:40. So we got a fun show for you today. Also have some Dierks Bentley tickets to give away, so stay tuned to win your tickets for that. But it's another day where we still don't know what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. And yesterday, when we were doing the show, we spent a little time talking about Taylor Heinicke bouncing to Atlanta and what is Washington going to do about a backup quarterback position because they plan to start Sam Howell. Imagine if you're the Jets and Aaron Rodgers doesn't come to you. Yeah. You missed out on Derek Carr.
Then you really got to scramble if you're that.
Then you're going Ryan Tannehill.
You missed out on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
Because
yep.
you're just waiting for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think they're going to miss out.
And if you don't get Aaron Rodgers, then you're going to be dealing with the same dreck that Washington could choose from for a backup quarterback.
I was reading Trey Wingo, or you know, he did some interview yesterday where he's doubling down on his tweet that went viral. That he's like, you might have to wait a couple days if you're a Jets fan. This deal's going to happen.
Yeah,
so he's doubling down on it.
I've heard a lot of people say.
I mean,
that.
They're signing his guys. Lazard. He has his wish list of guys he wants to join.
And if you're a Jets fan, you've sucked forever. So, I mean, what's the waiting another few days to land the quarterback that you hope will turn around?
I think it's going to happen.
I think you're right. But you're right. I mean, if it doesn't happen, and that's probably 5% that it doesn't, they suck. You start Zach Wilson, and he sucks.
Right.
And then you win two or three games, and then you draft number one overall.
Or they deal and try to move up in the draft if they like a quarterback that's coming out. But, yeah, if all else fails, you tank, and then you draft Caleb Wilson.
Or Williams,
my bad.
And but you know what? It's from everything you're reading. All these guys. He's got the wish list. Now they've only signed one of those guys on the wish list.
He loves.
Why does he want Mercedes
Cobb.
Lewis
he
and
loves
Randall Cobb?
So
Cobb's
much.
Always hurt.
That's his guy.
How long has Mercedes Lewis been around?
Mercedes Lewis, I want to say, has been in the
20 years,
15 or 16 years. He's had quite a run.
Everybody wants to bring in their guys.
I know, but
remember
if I'm the
Spurrier
Jets,
took over, he brought in all his Florida quarterbacks.
Brought in
Chris Doran.
But if I'm the Jets, I'm going, all right, pump the brakes. We want you, but I don't want a 25-year-old or 45-year-old tight end.
Ron Rivera brought in all his Carolina Panthers guys. I mean, Tom Brady brought in his guys.
It's called cronyism.
Doesn't mean you have to.
Tom Brady brought in Gronk. Some of his guys came over that he's familiar with.
It doesn't mean they sign them all. Just sign a couple of them.
He's got leverage.
Happy. Yeah, he's got the power.
He's got leverage. Yeah. He's using it.
Yep.
He's
Mercedes
the GM.
Lewis, by the way, has been in the league since 06.
Yeah, I mean.
So coming up
doesn't necessarily make
seasons.
You better to sign Mercedes Lewis.
No, but he's the GM. So he's going to do what he wants.
Maybe that's what's going on. Yeah.
He's just orchestrating things from afar. The counter to that, to your 5% this doesn't happen, and it might be higher than 5%, but was that.
I thought it was going to happen yesterday, but.
So did I. Somebody reported that they hadn't even really talked that much. Ian Rappaport, I think it was last night, said they just finally started talking again after having not talked for a few days, the Jets and the Packers. So I don't know. You know, the reports are conflicting.
And is it going on McAfee today? Like, yes. McAfee's been teasing it. Like,
oh, so he wasn't on yesterday with McAfee?
No, he's going on today. Oh, well, so maybe it happens today.
It's probably where he's going
to
announce it.
That's
probably
what you would assume. But Wingo said you might have to wait still a few more days. Mm. Who knows?
Well, he's a diva. He's going to do it on his own time and his own schedule. Whatever he feels like doing, he's going to do it.
A couple days ago, yeah, it's going to happen sooner rather than later because there are timelines. And, you know, I don't want people to just be, you know, waiting on my whim.
I'm not waiting on him. He is not holding this guy here hostage. Yeah. Life goes on without Aaron Rodgers making
Jets fans
may be
feeling a different tune or singing a different tune, but I don't think that.
Yeah, I have no animosity towards him.
I just assume he's going to go to the Jets now just based on everything
we're
hearing.
That's what I assume, too.
Yeah.
How great would it be, though, if they said, and I've heard some of these, you know, New York Jets fans that are broadcasters fed up with Aaron Rodgers already.
Yeah.
Say they just move on and they make a play for Lamar Jackson. If they've got salary cap room to bring in Aaron Rodgers, I would assume they could make a play for Lamar.
You would think, right? Seemed to be in a similar stratosphere.
Say F you, Aaron Rodgers. We're going to give Lamar 3 years, $170 million guaranteed.
Right.
Woody Johnson is desperate. He's a desperate owner to get a top-flight quarterback in New York. So I wouldn't put it past him to entertain Lamar if the Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't come through for him.
Well, because if it doesn't come through, you have Zach Wilson, who you basically have bailed on already.
Right. You're punting him away.
And then you have the same guys who the Commanders have to look at for backup quarterbacks.
You'd be starting Teddy Bridgewater.
Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, like Andy that. Dalton, Gardner Minshew.
Andy Dalton's didn't
Dalton signed.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's signed.
He signed with Carolina, right?
So the pickings are getting even more slim.
Right.
There's less guys to choose from every single day this drags out.
Yeah.
He's going to wind up there. He's just taking his sweet time and making the decision. He's going to be a Jet.
I think so, too. I think so.
Woody Johnson, you love to talk about him. He does, of course, own the Jets. You don't know what his position was from 2017 to 2021.
Wasn't he like a diplomat?
To ambassador to
Ireland?
The United Kingdom.
Okay, close.
Pretty good.
Well, it's also nice to be born into a multi-billion dollar family. It's nice being born on third base, like Woody Johnson.
Third base, he was born home.
Yeah, grand slam.
Stealing home, that guy.
What was I going to say? So, but here's the other thing. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and there was Jets fans calling in, and Jets fans are just bitter.
Where are all these Jets fans? Every time I see a Jets game on TV, place is half empty.
Well, they're out there somewhere.
They're out there, but they've just been relatively
there's
quiet.
Some Jets fans that are just salty at this whole deal, at the way it's kind of all gone down. That he's been wishy-washy, and he keeps telling people, you wait and see, it's coming soon, blah, blah. And he's 40 years old, didn't have the greatest year last year. Obviously, the Zach Wilson thing blew up in their face. But not all Jets fans are loving Aaron Rodgers coming there.
Oh, they will once it becomes official.
Well, some may. But, I mean, he's 40, and you're going to get him for maybe a couple years. What kind of Aaron Rodgers are you going to get?
I think he'll be pretty good. He'll be a significant upgrade. He'll be best quarterback.
Huge upgrade over what they had.
Maybe ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time they were relevant, this guy was their quarterback.
Struggling.
Yeah.
Joe Namath.
I'm just telling you.
It's been a long time.
I'm just telling you. I'm listening to some Jets fans. They're not that happy.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're just talking. They'll be happy when he starts performing.
Of course. I mean, once it's Sunday and he's throwing touchdowns.
Right. But it is weird.
I'll tell you what, Garrett Wilson's fantasy stock goes.
Oh, it's doing this. Well, yeah. Straight
if
through
he,
the roof.
If he signs.
It is weird. Like, you kind of wonder what Aaron is thinking because he isn't winning over fans. People are being annoyed by, you know, the indecision, whatever. It is kind of interesting. I guess he doesn't care.
He obviously doesn't care.
I don't think he cares about public opinion about him.
Yeah, he's not trying to
win over
fans.
That's why I don't think the New York media is going to faze him one bit.
Yeah, you might be right, Cakes. He doesn't seem to care. Maybe he likes having a chip on his shoulder.
And even in a down year, he had 26 touchdowns, just 12 picks.
Yeah.
Now, the previous two seasons when he won back-to-back
MVPs,
for him. He was 48-5 and 37-4.
Like touchdown 12 picks for Aaron Rodgers is like the average quarterback throwing 20.
Oh, yeah, he hadn't had double-digit interceptions since 2010.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's got to improve on that. But we'll see. Maybe it'll happen today. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow. Who knows?
I think you'd be able to bounce back. I mean, we saw with Tom Brady, sure, 39, 40 might be a scary number traditionally. But as long as he got your arm and it looks like he can still sling it, you put him with a good system and good receivers.
I wish my team
and you
get some... was going through this dance with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron had his wish list. And
that
would
have been interesting. Yeah,
I would be psyched.
I can tell you one thing. If Ron got that wish list, he would go out and get all the guys on the wish list to get Aaron Rodgers to play quarterback for him.
Let's hope.
Guarantee that.
Let's hope, because I know later today we're going to talk about you know, who they're looking at as their backup quarterback, and pretty much, you know, they'll take any bum. Because the reports are they were calling Chad Henne, who just retired.
Yeah, I did see that. So, he said, thanks for the call, but I'm cool being retired.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's the familiar.
For sure. Yeah.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I think possibly. Because he's not going to be a guy that's going to.
As a backup? I don't hate that.
Yeah,
totally.
I mean, obviously, he's now way past his prime.
You couldn't have two more diametrically opposed skill sets than Howell and Matt Ryan. Because Howell can move. He can use his legs. Matt Ryan is full-blown statue at this point.
Correct. I think Matt Ryan would be good in the locker room.
It'd be good in the locker room.
And if Howell gets banged up, he can come in there and spot start.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be that great, but.
I would think he's moving on from the game.
Matt Ryan?
Maybe. Read that he was interested in broadcasting. Maybe he even, did he do a broadcasting gig after the season?
Not sure. I would just bet vanilla.
I think he'd be good on TV.
Yeah.
I think he'd be good.
Ooh, I think he's going to be boring.
He might be good at describing the action.
There also was some talk that he might want to coach.
Yep.
But that might have just been speculation.
He's going to look at those 20-hour coaching days and say, you know what? That might not be for me. Sleeping at the facility.
No.
That grind.
I don't know how guys love to do
that. I'm surprised Ryan Kerrigan's doing it after his good career.
Did it right away.
He jumped right into it.
Some guys just love it, though.
Yep.
And if you can't play anymore, you want to be involved. So I do understand it. But once you've had a certain level of success, man, don't you just want to go live at the beach?
I would think
all
so.
All I'm desperate
just,
for is just go live
those,
in the beach.
Those are just slackers like me and you, but those other guys.
That's all I want
to
do.
They might be able to do it for a year, but then they got to get back into it.
Right.
The amazing thing about this Aaron Rodgers thing, and it feels like it's taking a long time, is that NFL free agency officially kicks off today.
And that means,
even though there have been 100 moves already,
teams can officially contact Lamar Jackson today, correct? Because
that's my understanding.
Yeah. So maybe something starts percolating behind the scenes there.
All he's doing is denying reports. I guess the Adam Schefter report that he was offered $133 million or whatever.
No, he's saying he was. There was something about a $200 million that I think he might be denying, but he did say he was offered a fully guaranteed three-year $133 million deal.
Was the guaranteed $133 or $200?
I understand it was $133. But he said he got 3 years, 133. He was kind of laughing at someone who suggested he needed an agent.
Matt, what did you hear? Was it 133 or 200 guaranteed somewhere?
I've been saying this for weeks. Everyone is being tripped up on the different terms of fully guaranteed. But to lay out the contract, he was offered 3 years, 133, fully guaranteed.
All right.
He was offered 175 in guarantees, basically if he plays the fifth day after the third season, because the Ravens would incur a $70 million dead cap money if they didn't pay him a 175 guarantee. He was offered a $200 million guarantee for a fifth year option for not option, but if he got to his fifth year with the Ravens. But the problem is Lamar doesn't count into the guarantee of 200, the guarantee of 175. He's only focused on the fully guaranteed.
Right. 133.
The fully guaranteed is what Lamar is after. Any other guarantee isn't a real guarantee to him unless it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah, because, I mean, if he gets injured and he's not playing in that year, he's not playing past the fifth game in that year three.
The injury is it's only for a career-ending injury, not just being injured. But it has to be a career-ending injury.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll see what happens there.
Yep, you got the Aaron Rodgers domino. You got Lamar Jackson, NFL free agency underway. We'll keep you in the mix as to what's going on in the NFL throughout the show. As I mentioned, we'll also talk some NCAA tournament. Our pal coach Jim Larrañaga, head coach now at Miami, joins us at 8:20. They enter the tournament as a 5 seed.
Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins us at 9:20. And the lead singer of OAR, Mark Roberts, joins us at 9:40. That's all right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106, 7 The Fan, and NBC Sports Washington. So yesterday we learned that Taylor Heinicke is leaving Washington and heading to Atlanta to be their backup quarterback and maybe compete with Desmond Ridder for the starting job. That means the Washington Commanders essentially have one quarterback under contract. I know they still have Jake Fromm, I believe, on the roster.
I don't count practice squad quarterbacks.
Good.
You know, when's the last time a practice squad quarterback ever did anything of note in the league? Huh. I don't count those guys.
Okay.
So I'll go with one, Sam Howell.
All right, they've got Sam Howell.
That's it.
And all offseason, Ron Rivera has said that they need to potentially get a veteran quarterback to compete. Remember, it was just a week or so ago when he said, Sam Howell is my QB1, but he's not the starter.
Right.
Bottom line is they need to get another quarterback. We were talking about veteran quarterbacks yesterday. Well, Andy Dalton off the market, and Adam Schefter tweeted, Andy Dalton expected to reach agreement on a two-year, $10 million deal that includes $8 million fully guaranteed with the Carolina Panthers.
And that makes a ton of
sense. The contract max value is $17 million.
We know the Panthers are going to draft a quarterback. They traded up to do that, to get to secure the guy they want. And Andy Dalton can help guide him along and can start until the rookie's ready.
Makes sense.
Complete sense.
And this made sense, too, that the Commanders, according to Matthew Paris, apparently reached out to recently retired Chiefs quarterback Chad Henne, and they actually offered him a contract.
Right.
He said he's good for now.
Yeah.
That's what I read. That he's retired and he's happy for now, but he's only been retired for like a month.
Maybe if they up the deal, he comes back.
Maybe if they up the deal, or maybe if they call back in another month and he's bored.
Or you move on to plan B.
I'm certain they will.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it tell you? It tells you, first of all, when they say they want to bring in real competition, that's a joke. They're not going to bring in real competition. It's fait accompli. Sam Howell will be starting week one, barring injury. And whoever they bring in is legitimately just going to be a bum, a backup. Probably not even going to be a Jacoby Brissett type.
Probably Marcus Mariota.
Maybe not even
somebody
that level.
Like that.
Yep.
Cooper Rush, Marcus Mariota, some like low price guy.
It could be even lower than that. I was listening to Grant and Danny, and they had 10 names that they went through, and they ranked from 1 to 10 who they preferred. Mm-hmm. I think both of them had Baker Mayfield number 10. Mm-hmm. They're not Baker fans. I want to say Danny had Jeff Driskel number one. That is a completely non-threatening guy.
Jeff Driskel was in like a two-man quarterback committee late in the season last year with Davis Mills in Houston. Mm-hmm. He's very unremarkable. So if you want a guy that's not a threat to Sam Howell, then bring in Jeff Driskel.
I think Driskel has actually abandoned playing quarterback at times. That they've actually listed him as like a tight end.
Yeah.
Or a receiver.
There was buzz in the fantasy community late because he had tight end eligibility, yet he was playing quarterback.
Right.
So people were like, well, I'm going to grab him as my tight end, and he's playing quarterback. I'm going to get
essentially a two quarterback.
Quarterback spot. Numbers. Yeah. Problem is, he didn't really produce many quarterback numbers because he kind of stinks.
Right.
So that was short-lived.
Yeah. Again, I think, can I have the back padding machine?
Sure. It's always, we should attach it to your chair.
Thank you.
I mean, it's always kind of there.
As I said yesterday, it doesn't matter who they sign as the backup. Sam Howell's the guy, and when Sam fails, and he probably inevitably will because nothing works here, season will be over anyway. So it's all on Howell. Doesn't matter who the backup is. They're the backup 100% from day one. No competition. I do believe that they're going to draft a quarterback in that third, fourth, or fifth round-ish range.
I don't love that plan. You've already got a young quarterback in Sam Howell. I don't understand why you would waste a third or fourth round pick on another young quarterback. The
insurance, grooming up. You can never have enough good young players if you have one you can groom.
I have three names of cheap quarterbacks that I think make a lot of sense for the Commanders.
Go ahead.
Gardner Minshew, Cooper Rush, Marcus Mariota. I think it's a good chance it's one of those three guys.
I think any of them would be fine. Any of them will be fine. And they all might be too accomplished.
On our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes, we had four choices. And Minshew, by far the leader of the favorites,
people
over
like
Mariota, Bridgewater,
he's like a cult
Dalton.
He's like a Heineken.
45% were Minshew. You know, there's some encouraging words. Sean King, who used to be a quarterback in the league, was on the Ross Tucker football podcast. And first of all, he talked about Sam Howell.
Yeah.
And he said, I had Sam Howell rated as my number one quarterback in last year's draft. I had him in front of Kenny Pickett, in front of Malik Willis, in front of all those guys. I thought people were really overlooking what Sam Howell done over his entirety at the University of North Carolina. And then he went on to say, I thought Rivera and the Commanders organization made a big misstep when Carson Wentz, because I didn't think they should have signed him at first. But once they traded for him, they had to play him. But when he got hurt, they should have gone to Sam Howell then. And giving Sam
Heineken
almost a whole half a year to play and feel it out.
You can make that argument.
Yep.
You can make that argument.
But Ron decided not to. He wanted to go to the guy he knew.
I don't think Howell was on their radar for last year.
I mean, he obviously felt like Heineke could give him a better chance to win there.
Yeah. I mean, the options are really drying up. If you look at who's left, I mean, the only guys of note that are left are Brissett, Mayfield, Bridgewater, Minshew, and Mariota. Even guys like Nick Mullins resigned with the Minnesota Vikings.
It's not a priority.
Yeah, they know who they're going to sign because there's not a rush to sign.
Well, they know who their starter is. I'm telling you, they don't really care. It's just a fill-in spot.
And again,
that might not be the right approach, but that is the approach they're taking.
And again, if you go to this article, go to thefandc.com, has a lot of stuff from Sean King. He also talks about speaking to Eric Bieniemy.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I've spoken to Eric Bieniemy and told him how I feel about Howell, and he's fired up to get the opportunity to work with the quarterback.
Drab, why don't you tell everybody? Drab was all pissed off this morning when I saw him. First thing, didn't even say hi to me.
He started yelling.
No, I'm not cranky. I'm annoyed at Ron Rivera. He's just lying. Just stop lying to us. We're not this stupid. He does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, what was it? Like 2 weeks ago, he went and said, Sam's going to be our guy going into camp OTAs. They're going to have to challenge him. You know, if he meets up to the challenge, it's his opportunity. Meanwhile, he's trying to bring Chad Henne here, who is the career QB2. He hasn't. Chad Henne hasn't started a meaningful game since 2014. He's Chase Daniel. He's the ultimate backup.
Yep.
He's not Mariota or Baker or Brissett. Those guys can compete and earn jobs. This Chad Henne can't earn a job. Ron's just lying to us. Just say Sam Howell, it's his job. It's an unthreatened, unchallenged position. Here you go, Sam.
He's been lying for years. Didn't he say didn't he say he was going to have a competition with Fitz and Heineke or whoever else is in camp, and he gift wrapped the thing to Fitz?
I just don't get it.
It's just the way he operates.
He lies all the time.
Yeah.
You can't believe anything he says. And, I mean, it's a joke. It's just, in my opinion, to have Sam Howell and Chad Henne and your two quarterbacks heading into a season.
Drabby.
We've been through this before.
You only have to withstand Ron for another 17 games.
Okay? If you're here long enough as a head coach, you go through your Beck or Rex phase. You go through your Case Keenum phase. Now we're at the Sam Howell phase. This is what happens to coaches. But after the quarterbacks bomb out, you end up here.
He's got 1 year left.
Been through this.
This is it. This is it, Drabby. Unless they win, somehow miraculously win 11 or 12 games and make the playoffs with Sam Howell as their starter, Ron is going to be bye-bye.
Okay, but
he's going bye-bye after this season.
Did Case Keenum come here after the Vikings?
Yes.
When he was
did.
Like 13-3 with them?
Yes.
There was some modicum of reason to be hopeful.
Chad Henne to Chase Keenum.
To Case Keenum.
Case Keenum. It's not unfair.
Understood, but, you know, Case Keenum had a touch by God year that Chad Henne's never had, no doubt. But at the end of the day, it's Case Keenum.
You know, he's had pretty much a touch-by-God career for a guy who's mostly a career backup.
For sure.
He's lasted a long time
in
the league.
We've said 30 quarterback names on this show the last month. Yep. Not one time was Chad Henne's name ever brought up as a possible competitor.
No, I had thought it, but then he retired. In fact, I think I even said when he retired, I thought that would be a name Bienemy would call.
Didn't he retire before Bienemy was hired here?
I just thought it was a name because Bienemy had been out there for a long time.
I think he retired
Trust me when I tell you, he was a name I thought that they would call.
Just
but when he retired, I thought it was over.
Yeah.
Because Bienemy was you know, they had been talking about Bienemy for months.
All coaches bring in the familiar.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to Henne was there forever. Did they have anybody else like the practice squad in Kansas City?
Again, I don't regard
somebody else he's coached.
Those guys are
again. I know, but that's why he's brought in a tackle.
The starter is a top five quarterback of all time. He's a clipboard holder.
I understand that.
You have Sam Howell, who hasn't played more than 5 minutes in a game.
Understood, but they're not planning to play Sam Howell for like two or three games. The plan is for it's Sam Howell's job and give it a run. And you know, if it doesn't work, everyone's getting fired anyway.
Right. Yeah. That's a last ditch effort.
The plan is make Chad Henne or Sam Howell work.
It's an act of desperation. Ron's he's a desperate man.
But they still could go and get a Jacoby Brissett.
Unlikely. The more I think about it, it's unlikely. Because Brissett could easily beat him out. It could be a hard sell. It's got to be a bum. They got to bring in a bum. Like a guy that's accomplished or way over the hill.
I see that.
That's
is
what
likely
they're gonna do.
What is happening? I think it's a terrible move.
It could be. I'm not arguing whether it's a good or bad move. I'm telling you what they're going to do. I speak Ron Rivera. I understand this liar.
He's been a complete disaster.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Starting quarterbacks would Hal would be number 9 maybe?
I can't.
In 4
I
years
think he was number 8 in 3 years. I mean, he's already had a start, so he's on the list.
Unbelievable.
He was a little bit hamstrung. I mean, they thought Alex Smith was done, and Alex all of a sudden came back, you know, with half a leg. Kind of hamstrung him there. And he didn't draft Haskins, right?
He inherited Haskins,
so he had to go through that.
Tried to make it work with Haskins, then realized this is not going to work.
See, last year, quarterback was more of a priority for them. That's why, in many people's minds, they just kind of panic-signed Wentz right away so they could have someone.
He wasn't their number one choice.
Yeah, they're not doing that now. They're just like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to give it to the kid. We're going to hope he has a Brock Purdy-like run, and we're going to try to surround him. We're going to fix our offensive line, and we're going to try to make the team better and just have competent quarterback play. We don't want all those YOLO balls that Taylor throws. on somebody a little bit more disciplined.
I think there are going to be some YOLO balls with a guy who has one start under his belt.
Maybe.
From Sam Howell.
But he might be a better decision maker.
Probably is, but there are going to be growing pains.
100%. Like, no, he's going to struggle.
If part of the Howell hive out there thinks that Sam Howell is just going to throw for 28 or 30 touchdowns and rush for five or six more, I just think they're... The chances of that happening are 5% or less.
I think if you're in the Howell hive, what your bar is, can he start like 15 games? That'd be
that alone would be a win. That bar seems pretty high.
If he forget about touchdowns, all that stuff. Can he start 15 out of 17 games, stay healthy, not get yanked, don't lose your job? That would be a successful season.
Not be bad
enough
to get pulled, right?
Forget about wins and losses.
Right. I would agree. 15.
That's where I am.
15 is
right
a huge number.
I don't think
number.
There's any chance he starts 15 games in 2023.
There's a chance if he's good. Okay, so you're not giving him a chance to be good.
I'm giving him a slight chance to be that good, where he starts 15 plus games.
I think the biggest thing will be staying healthy. You could stay healthy, start 15 games. That would be a win. Doesn't even matter what the record is.
That's what I feel.
I feel like
if he's 3-9.
He's 3-9.
You can't keep
probably
trotting him out there.
Probably not. But it's happened before with young quarterbacks. Usually not with fifth rounders. But like if it was a first rounder, you just keep trotting him out.
But the way I feel like I think the chance of him starting 15 are very low as well. But because of injury,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, quarterbacks just get banged up all the time, especially quarterbacks that run.
It's an epidemic.
And you saw how many backups played last year, even third stringers, fourth stringers. It's going to happen. It's going to keep happening.
There were 64 different starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Howell will be replaced because of injury this year. Maybe he'll just be a complete disaster and he'll lose his first six games, and then you have no other option. But
I do think the schedule is daunting. I really do. I mean, I know we don't know who they play when, but you know who they play. There's no gimmies. And I know it's the NFL, you never know, and we'll beat somebody that we shouldn't, and we'll lose to a couple that we shouldn't, but...
Hey, I'd keep an eye out on Shane Buscelli, who played at SMU, and he's on KC's roster, or he had been on the last 2 years, but he is...
Well, if they bring in Shane Buscelli/Buscelli, then you know the fix is 1,000% in.
It's been with the Chiefs.
It's already in. If they were nervous about how, like really nervous, they would have signed one of these other guys. It would have been a priority.
Brissett would already be in the fold.
Yeah, they'd have Brissett or Mario or somebody competent that started a bunch of games before that they feel like, you know, or they wouldn't have let Heinicke go. Because you know when all else fails, Heinicke at least will keep you somewhat competitive. They just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go for $6 million, $7 million bucks guaranteed.
I don't think he wanted to be here anyway.
I don't think he did either, but they could have matched it.
He was ready to move on.
I think so. But I think they were fine with it, too. I'm telling you, backup quarterback is not a priority for them as much as you want it to be.
All right, later in the show, we've got Coach Jim Larrañaga, head coach at the University of Miami. They are a 5-seed in the NCAA tournament. He's going to jump on at 8:20 as we talk some NCAA tournament. Coach Peter LaViolette from the Caps at 9:20 and Mark Roberge. Our pal, lead singer of OAR, is going to join us at 9:40. Keep it locked on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So after the show today, I got to sprint out, got to pull alerts. I'll probably be packing my bags before the show's over, have the laptop ready to roll, because I'm doing something I know Jason wouldn't do. I don't think he would do. Cakes might do, but I had a buddy that asked me, I'm not even sure his position at the middle school. I think he's a counselor, but he asked me to speak at their career day.
Yes.
And he asked me, I want to say in December or January. And I put the date, March 15th, on the calendar. And if I ever got anything from Forest Oak Middle School, I just put a star in my mail and never really looked at it until last night. And it had like a recommendation of the speech. First of all, it says talk for 15 minutes, hands on for 10 minutes, then answer questions for 5 minutes. Okay, I guess I can handle that. But it said bring props or activities.
Tough. That's tough for our gig. I did something similar just last week at my wife's school.
Oh, you did?
She asked me.
Did you bring props?
I actually
to keep them engaged.
I actually did bring props.
What were your props?
I brought like Caps jersey, the Commander's hat, like screenshots of our horrible promotional photo.
Now they're kindergartners, right?
Now I
spoke, first graders?
I spoke to first graders and fifth graders.
I you could like bring it in like an iPad or something, maybe with a clip, a little montage or something.
Yeah. I have a couple pictures. It was kind of my last second thing to do. I woke up like
you
5 minutes
PowerPoint
early.
PowerPoint presentation.
I mean, I don't have that. I don't have that.
Yeah.
That's today?
They've got 7 career day tips. Arrive early, relax,
so
prepare,
you've done no
deliver,
prep for this.
Anticipate, question. Right here. Here's where the prep is.
This is a classic JP move.
Yeah.
For a public appearance or like a speech or something or hosting event.
I mean, some of these career day tips. What might a teenager ask about my topic? I'm going to guess that most of them aren't paying attention.
Yeah, there's a lot of not paying attention, I'm guessing, especially with the older
set. But I think
it's
in smaller classrooms because I told my buddy, I was like, look, I got the show. I was like, I can maybe get there by 11. And when I saw this email and I tried to reach the coordinator, counseling coordinator or whatever it was, and he has known all along, and I've texted him. I was like, hey, I can get there by 11, but it tells the people to show up at 7:30 in the morning. Okay. And they start at 8 in the morning, and then they go from class to class, and they have to do the same speech like 7 or 8 times.
Yeah. That's what I did. I did it like 6
really
times.
Did you really?
I did my spiel.
Man, you were there all day.
I was
you
there
were a teacher.
Like, I was yeah I trust me I've gotten the I get a sample of life as a teacher and how hectic and crazy it is in 5 and 10 minute doses usually. I wouldn't want to do it for now. For all the money in the world, I would do it.
Of course you would.
But it is. It's freaking stressful. Dealing with a bunch of 5 and 6 year olds for 7 or 8 hours in a day. Couldn't do it.
Is that the age your wife works?
My wife teaches kindergarten.
Okay.
Kindergarten teacher.
So I'm going to max out at probably 2 because the sheet says between 8 and 12:30, there's a continental breakfast. I guess I'm missing out on that. Sign in at 8 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. And then it says you'll be presenting the same information to 5 different classes.
Yeah, you're coming in at the tail end of it. You'll probably do it twice. Yeah. And then you'll bolt.
So what time do you have to be there?
As soon as you can get there.
11?
So I said that hopefully I'll get, I mean, if.
I would take my time. The longer the car, it takes.
If the car is ready to roll and there's no traffic, I can get there potentially by 10:50.
Right. Hey, you're wearing a prop, JP. You've got a Wizards.
I didn't know
that.
I didn't know that could be a prop.
You got a Wizards hoodie over there that you're wearing. You're good. You're good to go.
Valdez, how are you doing with the portable sauna? Did you finally put it away or are you still using
still
it?
Still schwitzing?
I packed it away.
So it's done. You'll never get it out again.
No, I'll get it out.
Because it's a hassle.
Do you have a garage or a storage room?
It's just shoved in a closet. In a box.
Yeah, he'll never. Once you put it away, I don't see.
Sauna.
Yeah, I think it's over.
Hey, though.
No,
I'm into it. You use it like 3 times.
I'm into it.
I know you are, but I also know the hassle of it.
Does your CrossFit gym have, most CrossFit gyms don't have many bells and whistles. Does it have a steam room?
No, this is no frills.
Oh, a no frills.
Is it like
gym.
A warehouse?
Oh, yeah.
The reason why I ask is
because a big ass door,
huge doors.
That's how they are.
Big giant roll up door.
Yeah,
I know the drill.
This is no frills.
Yeah,
no,
I noticed this morning when I woke up. I honestly, I'm not kidding. I've been sleeping better.
It really does help your sleep.
I slept pretty much straight through.
Solid.
Like a good sleep.
Mm.
You know, and it was less than 6 hours. But for me, that's a pretty straight 5.5 hours, 6 hours sleep for the most part.
Did you change
incredible.
Your pre-bed routine? Like, did you have your 2 cocktails as usual?
No, I actually didn't.
So maybe that's why.
I know.
Slept better without the alcohol.
I think it's the accumulation of the sauna use.
My speculation would be the no alcohol helped you. Because the alcohol is going to probably make you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
It doesn't.
Eric, we were supposed to go to jacuzzi.
I'm gonna use it on Sundays. Every Sunday, I'm going to sauna. It's sauna Sunday.
Sauna Sunday.
Because I love sauna Sunday.
Because I don't. My sleep on Sunday night is very difficult.
So important.
It's always fitful.
And you got to start out your week right with a good night's sleep, and it does make you kind of relaxed.
Here's
it doesn't
what
make
I would
you groggy.
Say,
it makes you relaxed.
It exactly. Here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. It'd be you're not having parties at your house or anything, right? Just find in the corner of one of your rooms. Just leave it
I know,
in there.
But it looks trashy.
Keep it
off. It's just sitting there.
It does. Who cares? You know what looks trashy? My bedroom. My bedroom looks trashy. No one ever goes in it. I got crap everywhere. I got a suitcase. I got a freaking ironing board. My bedroom
what
looks...
What are you ironing?
Yeah, what are you... Yeah.
It's actually not, to be honest with you, it's a steamer. I have a steamer
okay.
in there.
What are you steaming?
He's obsessed with steamers.
Yeah. I like steaming my clothes.
His outfits.
He just had a steamer during the break.
No, that was...
He definitely did.
Yeah, it was gross. I like to see... If my clothes are wrinkly, if I'm going out, I like to steam it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Did you take melatonin last night?
I always take that never
so
changes.
So it kicked in really good.
And I've learned, I don't know how you take your melatonin, I've learned what works for me is an hour before I go to bed.
I'm starting to take it earlier.
I take it an hour before because if you just take it and then just lay in bed, it takes forever. If
I
you take it an hour before and then you're watching
you TV,
all of a sudden you go,
what is earlier for you? Are you taking it like during your softball practice?
No, I
get home?
No, I'm serious. I take 2 melatonin, I get into my car after practice. In a little
He's got him
bag.
In his car.
It's in my car. And I take him as I'm driving home.
Yeah. Wow. The most calculated guy literally I've ever met. Yeah. It'll never change.
It's planned.
That's good planning. Hey, you know what? Your sleep hygiene is better than anybody else's.
You guys don't have wacky dreams. I mean, I took melatonin.
Of course I do.
Honestly,
I dream
probably only
a
week during the HFS years. So 2002 through 2005. Somewhere in there. I experimented once we started doing the morning show because I would stay up till midnight, till 1 a.m. because that was my habit. And I would get weird dreams.
I usually don't remember my dreams, but I did remember a dream like two nights ago after I watched the MH370 doc on Netflix.
Did you get through
it?
Because
it
like several episodes.
I think I watched the first episode.
So did you have a plane crash dream?
Not a plane crash dream. A plane missed my flight dream. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably like, oh, you missed a flight that went missing in the Indian Ocean.
Was this just before your speech at the elementary school?
No, this is post that.
I would say maybe there was some stress.
No, this is after that.
Jason, you're the weather guy, so I'm flying to Buffalo Saturday morning.
Yep.
I'm told the weather's not going to be ideal. Does that mean it's going to be is it supposed to snow in the Northeast?
Northeast?
Is it just going to be cold and windy?
I don't think it's going to be a storm like they're having now. I just think it's going to be colder. It's going to be colder here on Saturday. It's going to be perfect on Thursday and Friday.
Right.
And then get a little bit colder Saturday. I think it'd be
fine. Do you happen to know off the top of your head the Buffalo weather for the weekend?
I'm sure. Like,
I do not. Not.
I have it. I have the 10-day.
What are they saying?
Saturday, high of 29 degrees.
Oh, my.
Sleet in the forecast.
Really? But sleet in Buffalo is nothing. That's like a couple raindrops.
So is there a chance my flight will get canceled?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think a flight can land in sleet.
Yeah.
All right. I'd have a hard time stopping. But
if it gets canceled, I'll be screwed because I got a hotel.
You got it all.
I got it all.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to drive.
I think you'll be all right.
No. I'm just going to cancel. I'll just go home.
Then you're out.
Just soldier on. Be a Buffalo soldier.
Yeah, I'll be a Buffalo soldier.
By the way,
there were some towns in Massachusetts last night that got 34 inches of snow.
Wow. 34 inches.
That's crazy.
Stevie said in Poughkeepsie they got 10 inches.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it's worth.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I woke up with a start last night, and I was terrified because I was wearing my watch. And the worst feeling is looking at my watch, and it's saying 3:45. Because I didn't know what time it was. I was unaware.
Yeah.
I was foggy.
That's a bad
brain
thing.
Fog.
You still have like 45 minutes, right?
No. I woke up and it said 10:45. I was like, "Oh,
isn't that the best thing ever?
Left to sleep.
Isn't that the best feeling ever?"
Yeah, but the worst feeling ever is when I look at it and the number starts with like a 4 or a 3, and then my brain just goes into a tizzy and
no,
a panic.
I agree with you
because then I know I have to wake up in like 30 minutes or, God forbid, 20 minutes.
Remember we had that meeting. Not real meeting, but we talked amongst ourselves. We moved to HFS.
Yes.
After all, we got to quit talking about waking up and sleep.
It'll never stop.
That was in 2002.
That's all we do.
It controls our lives. It's
an obsession.
I woke up the other day. I'm not kidding. And I looked in the mirror, and my bags literally looked like trash bags. They were so huge.
Popping.
Under my eyes. I mean, they were enormous. I couldn't
preach
it
to the choir.
I couldn't
care about your bags. I have my own bag issues.
No, you do. I know. But then, like, look at Jason. Jason has zero. No, honestly, he's got like
it's genetics.
Flawless eyes. Like he's got no bags.
Mostly
zero.
Genetics.
Mostly, but sleep factors in because later in the day, I noticed they subsided
for the bags, but like dark circles or darkness under the eyes.
I'm not talking about darkness.
Like my,
I'm talking about punching bags.
Yeah, you're talking about inflammation.
Inflammation.
Yeah,
huge inflammation.
Jason also has no lips.
Didn't your dad have those?
My mother.
Oh, your mom.
And now it's allergy season. It's only gonna get worse from now until August.
My bags were so bad that I was in New York and I got a haircut. I told my wife, oh, by the way, I got a haircut. I literally got a haircut at the most trifling abandoned mall in probably all of the country. And she said, oh, send me a pic. I took a pic. I looked at myself. It was so ugly.
You wouldn't send it.
I said, no, I can't send it.
Why don't you just cut it off and just...
No. I just couldn't.
Above the eyes, just under the haircut.
So big.
Yeah, just don't do it.
I was just so heinous. I was like a 2.
So there wasn't going to be some sort of phone sex situation.
I just put a hat on. It's whatever. No. I kind of covered up the fact that it looked so ugly in the pic.
Coming up next, we'll dive back into NFL free agency. All this talk about where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up. What about Lamar Jackson? We'll tackle that next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.